Christmas.
I think this story is a lot more dear to us than it was that first Christmas to Mary and Joseph. Palestine was occupied. It was occupied by the Roman Empire, and the emperor had decreed that there should be a census, that everyone should be counted. Do you know why emperors decree that people should be counted? A couple of reasons. Taxes is one. They want to count you because if you're counted, then they know how much tax they can expect and you could be taxed. The other reason is if they ever need to raise an army, they know who they can count on. And the third reason is if there's ever a rebellion, they know what they're up against. So it's for three no good reasons that people are counted. And Mary and Joseph traveled from Nazareth in Galilee, I presume because the government was not kind. I mean, why not just count people where they are and tell the government, well, I'm from Bethlehem. Well, no, the government didn't want it that way. They wanted you actually to travel to the place where your family was from. And so Mary and Joseph walked about 150 kilometers from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Mary, she was very pregnant. I don't know if she walked right before giving birth or they were there in Bethlehem for a while and then decided not to walk back. At any rate, she was very pregnant. And I can't imagine walking 150 kilometers pregnant. Even if they were, if she was on a donkey, that wouldn't have been very pleasant either. This was just not a good scenario. And then, of course, they arrive in Bethlehem, and there's no place for them in the inn, and so they lay their child in a feed trough meant for horses or cattle. That's where they laid their child. And, of course, this birth was not pleasant either. The circumstances under which Mary became pregnant were highly problematic. Unwed mothers were put to death because a woman's worth depended upon how many children she could give to her legally wed husband. And an unwed mother, well, that was shameful for the whole family, and it made her basically incapable of being married to anyone. So when Joseph stepped up and said that he would marry her, everyone knew that this child came before their marriage, and that brought shame upon him and upon them both. And so their life together began in shame and horror, and with this very long, horrible journey, I imagine. But what can we say about babies? Delightful, aren't they? Kate Zeiser, our intern here at the church, just had a child in September, and she was here last night with that baby, Elliot, and after the service, I was holding him, and he fell asleep. I was still robed and everything, and he fell asleep right here, and so angelic he was, I didn't want to give him back, and she says, this is the second time you didn't want to give him back to me, and I'm like, no, well, there's just something about babies that give to us life and hope for the future. Something sacred about life and something that endears us once again to one another and to the world. And this child in particular, this child didn't just enter into Mary and Joseph's life to bring them life and hope and comfort and hope for their future, but this child entered into the life of the world for that purpose. This child entered into that occupation of the Roman Empire, declaring and heralding a new kind of kingdom. This child became a new kind of emperor and stood up to all those powers that be that would count us so they could get our money and our military help, and so they would number us and know what they were up against should we ever decide to revolt. This child came and established an empire of peace forever and ever and ever. And his army? Well, you're looking at it. Look around at Jesus' army. We have no weapons. We have no animosity. We have no enemies. We declare no wars. Jesus' army comes in the name of life and hope and peace for all people. Jesus people come to say there's a new empire, there's a new kingdom at hand, and it's here in our midst. It's here where we are. We carry it with us and we bring it wherever we go. We declare it every time we sit down to eat. Because it really is all about eating, I say. So I'll ask you a question. Who here's ever been mad at somebody they love? You should all have your hands in the air, right? When you're mad at someone you love, is it easy or difficult to sit down to eat with them? No way. I remember the Thanksgiving when I was mad at my whole family, and my dad came in with a turkey, and I got up from the table and left and went to my room. See, it's nearly impossible for us to eat together when we're angry. The table has a way of resolving everything that's unresolved between us. The sharing of food and drink and conversation heals us. And this baby knew that. This child knew that. This Lord knew that. And so came into our political occupations, into our arguments with one another, into our dissatisfaction with the world, and he came to bring bread. He came to bring bread for your life together and for the life of the world. This Christmas, I pray that you see the cross lying as a shadow over the manger, that we don't let Christmas pass without seeing how controversial it is to help people resolve their conflicts, how challenging it is to us to sit down at table with one another, not just in our families, but with people who are unlike us, people who we wonder about and maybe we're afraid of, that we don't get out of Christmas without seeing that it's all one and the same message. This baby came for peace. This baby came for reconciliation and hope. He entered into the lives of Mary and Joseph with a lot of controversy. But in the end, they were blessed. Blessed beyond all measure, such that we still say their names. And he comes to you the same exact way. Whatever your pain, whatever your trials, whatever your struggles, welcome this day the Prince of Peace, who comes with light and hope and bread for your table. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your life. Thank you for your grace and your hope and your wisdom. And thank you that you continue to set tables all these years later, that you call us to reconciliation, to be family to one another, to help one another bear our sorrows and our struggles. We pray you would empower this table here this morning and the tables in our homes and in our restaurants and across our city and our nation and world, that you empower tables everywhere to be tables of peace. And give us eyes to see you gathered there as host for our sake and for the life of the world. We praise you for Christmas morning. Amen. Please stand and let us profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy